Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Every breath you take. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMO. Couple times a week, we have attorney Brad Young join us, and he joins us now. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
So, Brad, before we jump into the legal cases we're going to talk about, I want to get your thoughts and views on the events of yesterday.
Well, I don't know that my thoughts on this, Dave, are any different than what most people would say. It's abhorrent. It shouldn't have happened. Doesn't matter whether it would be Charlie Kirk that was shot or some comparable person on the left that gets shot. We need to be able to have political discourse in this country and disagree, but disagree in an amicable way. And we don't need this kind of action. And the other thing that occurs to me, and I'll make this quick, is that this is one of those areas where I think that 85 to 90% of the country can be in agreement on, whether it's Charlie Kirk or if Bernie Sanders were shot. Okay, I'm just trying to pick people on both ends of the spectrum here. Either way, we don't want political violence. And only the fringe elements on either end of the political spectrum, which, by the way, reminds me that I learned in political science classes in college, my major, that the political spectrum is not a linear line, but is actually a circle. And that when it's a circle, those on the fringe are more alike than they are different. And I think we see that now. You can have radical people on the right that want to do damage, you want to hurt people. You can have radical people on the left that want to do damage and hurt people. And when you remember that it's a circle and not a linear line, it helps to understand what motivates these types of people.
Brad, I gave a supposition, sort of a hypothesis at the beginning of the show, and it's nothing new. A lot of people have said this, but my theory is that this was done to us. I don't think that the big media and the political parties back in the late 90s, early 2000s said, let's ruin the country and get a lot of people injured and killed. But I do think that the 24-hour news cycle figured out that giving us all blue and red jerseys was going to get more eyeballs on the screen. And I think the political parties took advantage of it as well. And now it seems to have gotten away from them. What do you think of that theory?
Well, not only are you 100% correct on that, Dave, that's been a theory that I've articulated for the better part of the last 20 years, that these 24-hour networks, whether it's Fox News, whether it's MSNBC, that it creates this tribalism type mentality where the news reporting only feeds to affirm someone's predetermined political bias and filter out all of the conflicting information. By doing that, it does create eyeballs. Look at Fox News. I think Fox News right now is the highest rated news program in the country. I'm not dissing it. God bless them. They're making money. But the point being is that does contribute, just like MSNBC, that contributes to this tribalism mentality. And we're seeing the unintended consequences to yesterday, and unfortunately probably will in the future, the unintended consequence of that, of those actions.
To what degree, Brad, do you have hope for our grandkids? I don't think it's going to change in the next 5 years. I don't think it's going to change in the next 10 years. I just had Representative Ian Mackey on from the State House, and he said he doesn't have much optimism at all, even in the next 20 years.
Well, I don't have a great deal of optimism that this kind of violence is going to disappear, but the optimism that I do have stems from the fact that, unlike on any other political issue, when we're talking about politically motivated violence, 90% of the country is in agreement. Whether they're on the right or whether they're on the left, the vast majority of all people are going to agree that this is bad. And there's not many things today in this country that we can all agree on, but that's one of them. And I don't think that the isolated, even if it becomes more frequent, but the isolated events by those on the fringe right or those on the fringe left doesn't detract from the fact that 90% of us are united in saying that this is wrong and this shouldn't happen.
We're talking to attorney Brad Young, who joins us on the DGS a couple times a week. Let's go through some of these cases, Brad. Trump administration appeals ruling blocking removal of a Fed Governor Cook.
Yeah, this is interesting because remember, President Trump's position is that Lisa Cook, who was appointed to the Federal Board of Governors, very, very important position, alleged that she's committed fraud because she owned two different residencies and she claimed them both to be her primary residency. And this was occurred before she was ever a Fed governor. So the judge, I believe it was on Tuesday of this week, basically issued an injunction here stating that the Trump administration could not remove her from the Board of Federal Governors, or the Federal Reserve Governors, rather, because in the statute under the Federal Reserve Act, it only allows for the removal of a Fed governor, quote, for cause, unquote. And the judge stated that for cause means something that the Fed governor does while being a Fed governor. And since this action, whether it was illegal or not illegal, occurred before she was a Fed governor, that cannot be the basis for removal. So the Trump administration has already filed an appeal of that. We'll have to see how the courts deal with it. Frankly, here's how I see it's going to work out. I see either Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court basically dismissing this entire action, stating that the Fed governor can stay on the Board of Governors. However, stating that the basis for the dismissal is some minuscule procedural problem that basically allows the Supreme Court to not make a decision on the issue, while at the same time leaving Lisa Cook on the Board of Federal Governors.
Brad, just for the edification of the audience out there, and you know a lot more about the Supreme Court than I do, do you think that that's typical, that they look for the, I don't want to say easiest, like they're intellectually lazy, I don't think that, but they don't like taking things on and going straight to the pulp or the nectar?
Oh, 100%. You learned that in law school, Dave. That's not something new. That's always been in the fabric of the Supreme Court, that if they can decide an issue, a controversy that's directly in front of them, if they can decide it without establishing some type of overall precedent that later may be subject to review or change or modification, they're going to do that. They're going to take the most minuscule procedural problem way out to dismiss a case to avoid deciding it, not because they don't want to make a decision, but from the Supreme Court's perspective, they don't want to issue an opinion, you know, like Brown versus Board of Education, that said separate but equal was okay, and then it takes years and years and years later to get something like that overturned. Or actually, it was Plessy versus Ferguson was overturned by Brown versus Board of Education. But my point being is they try to stay away from these huge decisions if at all possible.
In the next case, in a lawsuit, three former FBI leaders say that they were fired for insufficient loyalty.
Yeah, and if any of this is true, it sounds bad, but I don't know that there's much of a legal recourse. What happened is that three senior FBI officials, one of them was briefly the head of the FBI, he was the acting FBI director, but three of them are alleging in their lawsuit that Kash Patel, the head of the FBI, basically just came to him and said, listen, you guys were involved in investigating the January 6th case. We got to fire you. We just can't have you being in the FBI when you are investigating the sitting president as a result of the January 6th incident. So got to let you go. So they filed a lawsuit. But unfortunately, because they're FBI agents, I don't really see a good cause of action here for them unless they can show that they were whistleblowers, you know, that they released some information that showed internal wrongdoing and that's why they were fired. Then they can actually win some money and get their jobs back. But otherwise, I don't really see a good cause of action here where they can recover anything against the government.
Okay. All right. Brad is great as always. Really appreciate it. I always feel smarter after talking to you.
Well, my pleasure, Dave, as always, my friend.
Okay.
I feel dumber.
Do you?
Because I realize how much I don't know.
Yeah.
But you went to law school, so
yeah, but
a little,
you know,
different vibe.
What's interesting about that, and I mean this completely sincerely, being a lawyer is not monolithic. You know, everyone's different. Some people are flashy. Some people are studious. Some people are courtroom lawyers. Some people are office lawyers. But when I talk to Brad, I realize one of the reasons I didn't make it as a lawyer.
Sure.
Yeah. It's sort of like playing baseball with you. You're a better baseball player than me. And when I play with you, I'm like, oh, okay. I see the difference. And it's a compliment to Brad. Like, he's right down the middle, man.
He's damn good at his job.
He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was a wig and heels. I was an empty suit.
I was a wig and heels.
As usually, I made it based on my sexuality.
Dave is back to the modeling thing again.
Yes. Everything's come to me because of my looks, including this show.
A radio show that started when there were no cameras in studios.
Well, now that I'm on camera,
now,
you see,
of course,
people
yeah.
going crazy.
Now it's like, no wonder. No wonder.
We know what you're doing back
That's
there.
Why you got that 12-year contract.
Funny. Funny. One more thing about the shooting yesterday, and this is interesting factually, and it's interesting on a bigger scale. I go to Drudge all the time, and I always figure if there's something big, I'll see it there. And most of the morning, the big, giant, all capitals, red headline with a siren was that the gun they found and the ammunition had some etchings of pro-trans and anti-fascist stuff. And that may be the case, but Wheels, you said that some of the authorities have come out and said, hold your horses.
The ATF, yeah. the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So the people that investigate crime scenes said they do not have that information. Like, that's not part of what their initial reports showed. And also pointed this out, though, that even from their perspective in the ATF, the people conducting the investigation, that these things move really fast. And sometimes it's not what you think it is. You might make a mistake on what the letter means, or it may not be a letter at all. Like, and this is always why when these stories happen, regardless of what it is, right, this is a one person shooting another person. Obviously, we've had school shootings. We have all these other issues. It's okay to let the people that are really good at investigating finish the investigation before we start throwing things out there.
I agree. And that's why I'm so disappointed. I feel like the report originated from the Wall Street Journal.
That's it did.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You're the Wall Street Journal. You are better than that. And what I was saying to you guys before we went on the air today, I don't understand the point of reporting that there was certain ideology inscribed on this stuff, unless you're going to tell us exactly what it says.
True.
Because that comes across as like, oh, we got something real juicy for you. We can't tell you what it is yet, but you just know,
but
you
trust
should
us.
So
be
you
mad.
Guys just run crazy.
Yeah. Just go ahead and get as riled up as possible and click on our page as much as you possibly can, and we get what we want, whether or not this is actually true. I mean, from the moment I heard that, I was like, okay, so well, what did it say? And then when I couldn't find what it said, I became extremely suspicious at that point.
Yeah.
I think we could have some developments, and that's strictly me watching the scroll on CNN, but I guess that the FBI is saying that we're not going to have any further press conferences because things are developing rapidly. So read into that what you will. You see, you will
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. We have our pal Ricky Horton joining us at the bottom of the hour. Janelle will be here at the top of the hour to talk about movies and such. Mike Elam will be here at 4. I'm sure he will have thoughts on yesterday's events. I saw last night, of course, I'm TikToking and everything is dark and everything's this and that. And then I see one with just this guy and he says, "Why aren't we all just constantly making out with each other?" And it really made me laugh. He's like, "We're all going to die. We only have so much time. Why aren't we just making out with everyone we see on the street?"
Well,
oh man, that's funny.
Not everyone stirs that desire within you, I suppose. I mean, that's probably the first reason why.
Speak for yourself. Razor's Edge?
Sure. Kind of keeping with the theme of the day, I have a feeling I know how you guys are going to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you guys think that the world is getting worse? And if so, what leads you to believe this? And then I have some evidence that other people have given as a sign that the world is getting worse.
All right. I've been talking. I know it's my show, but I've been talking too much today. So Wheels, Andrew, you guys go first.
It's, oh boy. Like, I don't want to have a bunch of negativity coming out of my stupid mouth, but it's really hard. It's really hard to look at the state of the world and be like, I don't know. I think we're on an upswing. You know what I mean? Like, it just consistently, it just seems like one bad thing after another, like compounding. We have nothing. I mean, and I'm not just talking about, you know, nationwide. It's just worldwide. It just feels like tensions are rising, to say the least. And what's up, Rach?
I was just going to jump in and say a lot of people agree with where you're coming from. I saw this thread on Reddit and I thought it was so good because people were basically chiming in with the biggest signs that they believe the world is getting worse. The number one answer I thought was so apt. It says, the truth doesn't matter and kindness is seen as weakness.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And this is something I wouldn't have agreed with maybe 10 years ago. But within the past 10 years, it does feel like we have made this societal shift to where, like, actually, I get to decide what is true. And if someone is the bigger person, they've already lost because there's no reward for being the bigger person. You're actually like a chump if you're the bigger person most of the time.
That I think that's a real thing.
Yeah. And that's the perfect word to use, too.
I also think that we could improve the world with a couple of simple things. I'm speaking for Americans now. One, mind your own business. Let's get back to minding our own damn business and right-sizing things. That, look, I'm pretty, I think, complex and maybe contradictory in my politics. I believe this, I believe that, I don't believe this, I don't believe that. But I think we exaggerate our quote-unquote opponent's effects on our lives, right? Like, I'm fine with gay people. But if I weren't, what's Ian Mackey doing to me?
Nothing.
I always do wonder the people who are, like, super outspoken against, like the LGBTQ community, how many of those folks do you actually know? Like, how many of those folks are actually in your life? Because often when people from that community are in your life, that softens you and it makes you go like, oh, you're just a human like me. Like, this is not a big deal.
Or very religious people. I'm not very religious. I disbelieve a lot of things that you do. But what are you doing to me? Mm-hmm. Nothing. If as long as you're just living your life and doing your thing and teaching your kids about Jesus and living according to the gospel, that it's zero skin off my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, and it's sort of related, we have to stop shoving our opinions down each other's throats. It's one thing, and that's one thing. I know a lot of people won't like me to saying this, and I'm not saying it to curry favor with the right. I mean it. Charlie Kirk didn't mean much to me. Like, I got him mixed up with Fuentes and Shapiro and guys like that. I've not consumed a lot of his stuff, so I'm a little bit ignorant on this. But I do respect that he was going to college campuses and debating people openly. I respect that. And the last thing you should be doing when you get shot in the neck is exercising your free speech.
Only brings exasperation. It's time to walk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight,
the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Time to talk to our pal Ricky Horton. Hey, Rick.
Can't tell. I was been kind of up all night, so I don't really know what. Where am I? Who am I? Where am I going?
Oh no! Were you up doing something fun?
Well, I was on a plane until we got in at 6:30 in the morning, which I know nobody cares about. I mean, it's the big league, so you know it's not like we're being treated poorly. But it's part of the deal of playing a night game on the West Coast, and then having extra innings, and then flying back to Milwaukee. So we got in. 1 minute, exactly 1 minute before sunrise, we pulled into the hotel.
I think that sounds bad. I feel for you.
But we have an off day today, and we're not sleeping out in the street. I mean, it's all good, but it's just part of the deal. I tell you this: I wouldn't want to play a baseball game today or tomorrow. I mean, I can talk about it, but I wouldn't want to play it.
That was. That's not a great outcome on a getaway night, starting an 8:40 game with a 3-hour and 45-minute game that went 13 innings.
How can such a great game have such a bad ending? I mean, we've had a few of those, haven't we, guys? That actually was a lot of intrigue in that game, a lot of fun, a lot of extra inning, tension, and Riley O'Brien pitching in his hometown against his former team with the bases loaded, nobody out. I mean, that's cool stuff, what he did last night. But, honestly, you still want to win. And to see the Cardinals lose all three in Seattle while the Mets lost all three, and to think where we could have been today and where we're not is hard.
So I, as you guys both know, listen with great interest to all of you guys who actually know what you're talking about, and I consume it, and I file it away, and something struck me last night watching the game, and I wanted to run this by you guys, and I'm not trying to be funny. It seems pretty simple, and I'm wondering how much this is Cardinals, how much this is every team, and how much it's just sports, but it seems that with a couple notable exceptions, our guys who can hit can't field great, and our guys who are great fielders don't hit great.
I think that is fair. I think that's a fair assessment. I think there are guys that are kind of good at both. But here's what the other deal. I think even beyond that, Dave, none of our guys can slug great. And when you say great, there's two things to say about that. One is, is Burleson hit great? Well, he's seventh in the National League in batting. Does he have 50 home runs? No. I mean, he's actually pretty good at hitting home runs. But we don't have the big boppers right now, and the game kind of requires that. So when that's why, you go 2 for 22 with runners in scoring position like they did yesterday. No, they weren't hitting yesterday. Yes, that's that's a fact. And, you know, it is, it's the conundrum of baseball. Here's the other, beyond that, Dave, I would say there are times where guys hit well and they are not fielding well. And then there are times where that same guy is fielding well and not hitting well. I mean, it's just the nature of performance that it's just hard to stay consistent. It really is.
It all of that combines, Ricky, for what is really interesting about this team is you have a lot of good players. You have a lot of people that can do things, but the puzzle pieces don't necessarily fit together precisely.
Yeah. We have some great, you know, first sergeants, but you know, you need the lieutenant, you need the general, you need the guy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are. And, you know, every force needs good first sergeants, but, you know, there has to be something that drives you, something that, you know, you're playing in a game like yesterday, and there's some force, some presence in your clubhouse, some presence on your team that just compels you to win that game somehow. And that's got to be a player, too. I mean, the coaches do what they do, and they do a lot. But, you know, players still have to kind of own it and just find a way to win, and they just did not find a way to win in Seattle.
And it was a tough series, man. We talked about it at the beginning, Ricky, and we, you know, Bernie and Matt and I talked about it on Redbird Rush Hour. You faced three guys in Seattle, three starting pitchers that, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just saying their top four starters could all be number ones on the Cardinals and other teams, a lot of other teams. So, you knew that was going to be tough, and which is why the strikeouts don't worry me that much and the offensive thing doesn't worry me that much, especially when one of your best all-around guys in Brendan Donovan's still not back yet. But it they're hard ones to swallow because they're so close, right? I mean, you're there, you got it, you feel like it's there, and then it gets away.
So I'm trying to, in my mind, I'm trying to get over the, you know, losing three games there I'm trying to flip it. I don't feel it yet, but I think that there's an argument that you can say that, look, the starting staff that you just talked about, plus a lineup that's pretty top from top to bottom with the Mariners, they got better at the trading deadline. They have home runs galore. This is a really good lineup and they actually defend pretty well. So you put all those things together and the Cardinals lost three close games to them. So maybe the positive is to say, you're not light years away from being good. You're just a few pieces away that could have turned that series around and maybe the season around. Maybe the season would be different if you had those two or three guys that, you know, were centerpiece guys that you're building around that are high level performers that, you know, that other teams seem to have right now.
Ricky, when you look around the National League, because you've seen everybody by now in person for the most part, and if not, pretty close to it, what strikes you? Because it's a fascinating league because you start off and you have the $350 million Dodgers that were supposed to be light years ahead of everybody, and they're not. You know, they're the fourth best team in the National League. And, you know, the Brewers are the best team with a tiny little payroll. The Phillies are kind of what you expect, but they lost Zach Wheeler, and that's going to be interesting. The Cubs are good, but, you know, Tucker just went on the injured list, and they've been kind of up and down for a while now. And then you got the Mets with their $300 million payroll, and they can't get out of their own way right now.
So, yeah, some of those teams you just mentioned, the Cubs and the Mets would be one of them that would be in that category of just inconsistent team. They have some ability, but no ability to do it every day. The Dodgers have flash, but maybe not depth in terms of having enough good players that you can overcome, you know, if Beck is having a bad day or a bad week or a bad year. And so that's in that category. The Brewers just have a bunch of baseball players. I mean, and I don't even know how to describe what I just said. But they're just,
I know what you mean, though.
Players. Yeah. They make plays. You know, think of the basketball equivalent of or the player that just always seems to do the right thing, and then he's around other guys doing the right thing, and all of a sudden you got a team. And I think that's what they have become somehow. They have figured out how that worked. Now they can also pitch well, but I think, you know, that you just have to have that it factor. And the Cardinals, I think, have been searching for an it factor this year, and they haven't quite found it yet. I would say this about the Cardinals: what guy would you intentionally walk to pitch to somebody else? Nobody.
I mean, barring a severe split for my pitcher, right? Like, barring a lefty who's terrible against righties. But yeah, there's nobody. Yeah.
Who would you like to intentionally walk on the Mariners?
J-Rod.
Suarez.
Yeah.
J-Rod. A Rosarena. Just four of them. That's it. We got to pitch to somebody.
Yeah, it is an interesting thing. And you know, speaking of Milwaukee, they don't have crazy power. Like, Christian Yelich is going to have a 30-homer season. That's pretty good. Right. Obviously, you know, he's battled back problems, so really don't, you know, that's why it hasn't been there in recent years. But what they have, Rick, is depth of these kind of productive players that are 18 yeah. to 23 home runs.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're also super athletic. They steal yeah. bases. Like, I think they have, yeah. I think they have eight guys with double digits in steals. Eight yeah. guys.
So nobody's lining up to say, boy, Turan's my favorite player, or Frelick is my
right,
favorite
right.
player, or Ortiz. I mean, but those guys are really good players.
Turan's going to be a 2020 guy this year.
He is. And so, I mean, they're producing, and, you know, they actually, it's funny, they let them weather the storm a little bit because there's enough good players around them. They were winning when Turan wasn't hitting.
That's
and
right.
They were,
that's right.
They were winning when Churio was a mess at one point. So, you know, there is something to say for, you know, sometimes just the flow happens. You've got the mojo going. And I think Yelich is part of it, because I would have told you 2 years ago that Yelich was almost done.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah.
I thought his swing was terrible. You could easily pitch to him. But, I mean, I give him a lot of credit for making the kind of comeback he has.
What do we know about Mason Winn? I didn't realize that he had a meniscus tear.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe
yeah.
I just don't understand yeah. meniscus tears. But, my Lord, how's he still out there doing it?
Well, meniscus tear, I think I've had one for a long time. My wife had one, had it repaired. It hurts, but not always. That's the way I would describe
right,
it.
And right, right.
And the way Ollie was described, because Ollie described it at length to us, he basically had it since June. So it's not news. You don't want to overly, I guess they didn't want to overly talk about it too much just for reasons of competitive stuff. But Mason was kind of can play through it, but when he has to slow down and stop really fast, it's jarring on his knee, and it hurts that. It's like just a small tear, like a small little cartilage tear, meniscus is what it is. And they can repair that, and you walk out of the place. So
right.
it's not like
right.
it's a big, nasty thing. And the other thing Ollie's saying about it is, when you play, it doesn't really get worse. It's just there. So you play to tolerance, and he's going to get it fixed at the end of the year. And, you know, he wants to play, so I give him credit for that. He wants to play as often as he can, but when you can get a little extra rest on it, it's good. So, yeah, that hasn't been the best thing for the Cardinals either.
No, that's the thing. That's the hard part, the challenge of it, right, Ricky, is he wants to play, which is admirable. I love guys that want to post every
yeah.
day. I think that's what you want a ball player to be. And his defense hasn't really suffered for it, but
no,
he
no.
hasn't hit for 6-7 weeks, and I can't just break that connection in my head. I feel like,
yeah.
you know, when
yeah.
your lower body's not right, it's hard to hit.
Yeah, and you can see that there are times that he runs well and times that he doesn't.
Yeah,
times
yeah.
where you'd say, well, boy, he should be on third, and you realize, well, it kind of locks up on you is the way I would describe
mm-hmm.
it, and it just hurt. I mean, I actually just went on a walk here in Milwaukee, and I got about halfway through, and my knee kind of went, uh-oh, that doesn't feel good, and then it goes away.
yeah.
And it goes away. Now, I don't have to dive in the hole at shortstop and throw somebody out. Thankfully, I don't have to do that, but I think he's, you know, it's admirable. Plus, you know, it's admirable in one hand, but it's also, I mean, I don't want to say self-serving, but he has some goals he's looking towards too, like a gold glove and maybe even a platinum glove by the way he's playing defense. And if you don't play the last 3 weeks, that's probably not good.
Assuming that he finishes the season and he finishes strong, what level of travesty is it if he doesn't get the glove?
Oh boy, I would be disappointed, because his numbers are really good, Dave. I think, you know,
yeah.
he's got the defensive run save thing, or outs above average is actually the one that's off the charts. And so I think he deserves to be the Gold Glove winner. And I'd be very disappointed if he wasn't.
He's got the old and the new school, because he's only got three errors all year long. He's
right.
got a ton of
that's
chances,
right.
ton of range. And you look at all the metrics. I'll be honest. I'll be irritated. I'd be ticked off if he doesn't win the Gold Glove.
Yeah. So you and I can grouse together if it doesn't all three of us can, but let's hope it doesn't happen and we don't have to worry about that. We can smile over it.
All right, Ricky, get some rest, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Welcome back, DGS 250. Yeah, Wheelson said something so simple but so true, that putting aside everything, just the fact that it's been 24 years since 9/11 is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just crazy.
And it's definitely one of those turning points.
What do you think it is about humans in time? Because you never say to someone, it's Thursday. Boy, it sure feels like a Thursday. We never say that. We're always like, I can't believe it's Thursday. It feels like a Tuesday, or it feels like a Saturday. And like 24 years, like, I guess there's someone out there who's like, feels exactly like 24 years to me. But we always seem at odds with time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's because we don't have a great grasp on it. We only have the time that we have. We don't really have the perspective that, you know, what time really has been. You know, when we were talking earlier about the, you know, is the world getting worse? Yeah, it is in our perspective compared to 20 years ago. Is it worse than it was in the Great Depression? I don't know. Like, we don't have that, right? Yeah. We don't have that in our heads, and that's how we perceive time.
Yeah.
We have what we've seen and what we know, and that's really all that that's the only way we can conceptualize it.
Rach, how old were you?
I was in fifth grade, so I think 2001, I was 10.
That weirds me out.
Tell me your story.
I just remember being in fifth grade, and we didn't have, I was talking with Kurt about this morning, because he was talking about how they brought the TVs out for them at his school. We had TVs, but I don't think they were like hooked up to TV, if that makes sense.
They were
just like VHS antennas, tapes. Yeah. So we all went outside for like an all day recess type thing. And I remember the teachers gathering around the radio.
Oh.
And I told Kurt this morning, I'm like, they were either listening to KMOX or they were listening to Dave. Because Dave was simulcasting on all the MSD. I mean, those are really the only two possibilities to me. So that's like a weird connection. But yeah, I just remember being at school and being like, something weird's going. I mean, I'm 10. When you tell me like the terrorists have hit the World Trade Center, I don't know what that means at that point.
Was it scary for you guys?
It was really scary when I got home and I was talking to my mom and my brother about it. And they kind of let me know how serious it was. And then I was extremely scared.
Okay.
It was kind of hard to like process what was happening.
I don't remember being, I was aware of what was happening, but I didn't feel like fear.
I got you.
Over it, I guess.
I remember going out on a break in the middle of the day because I was on, I think, 4 to 6 back then. And I was in court that morning. And then I went into the station and they threw me on the air because I was the only live talent. And I was on from like 10 in the morning till 10 at night or something crazy like that. But I remember on a break walking outside and there were no planes.
That was weird. Yeah.
And that was weird. Yeah. And I remember thinking for the very first time in my life, having real fear, not expecting a bomb to drop on MS Communications, but thinking that could happen.
Yeah.
We just don't know if they're done with running planes into things.
Yeah. That's why I was kind of interested to get where Rach and Andrew were, because being kids, I didn't have that experience. I was 30. You know, my kid was 4, so she didn't have a big concept of anything. Right. She didn't have fear or much of that, because when you're 4, you're not really grasping a lot of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was always the striking thing, Dave. I lived really close to O'Hare during that time period. And it was like so notable when there's no air traffic. And then when it started back up, that was super weird, because you're like, what is that one going to be one? Is that one going to be one? At first. And I know I went to the first day that Major League Baseball came back after 9/11, I was at U.S. Cellular at the time, but the White Sox game, and I went and covered it just to see kind of the vibe. Right, sports are back. What's the crowd like? What's it going to be? And it was super weird. It was super weird doing a normal thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. If it was a week and a half later, or whatever.
Letterman was the first thing I remember comedically, where he came out and talked.
Yeah.
And it was I was a big Letterman fan, so it was really helpful to me.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.